Welcome to another day in the Matrix. This is Waters Above, and I have a very special video for the XRP community, sharing arguably one of the most important charts out there if you're an XRP investor. Now let's jump straight into today's video. So if you're new here, we do cryptocurrency technical analysis and combine it with gematria, numerology, and astrology to understand these markets. Feel free to subscribe and turn on the bell notification to stay updated on when new videos come out. And make sure to give this video a like and share this channel with other conscious beings to help grow our community. And with that being said, let's take the clear pill. So, I recently posted this XRP chart over on X mentioning the March 2017 moment for XRP is right around the corner. And since I've received an overwhelming amount of requests to explain why I'm feeling this way and to review this chart in more detail, so that's exactly what we're gonna do in today's video. Also, make sure to follow over on X if you appreciate updates like this, at Waters Above. Make sure the word above is spelled without the O in it, so it's A-B-V-E. That's my official account. Everything else is a scammer pretending to be me. So let's explain this chart in more detail. As you can see over here, I have gone ahead and labeled each phase from the December 2013 peak until the final horizontal trading range that built up before XRP had this straight line breakout starting in the month of March in 2017, as mentioned in the post on X. I then labeled each corresponding phase to this current cycle we're in, starting with the January 2018 peak, which is XRP's current all-time high, and I mapped it all the way out until today. Whereas you can see, we're in a very similar horizontal trading range, which also happens to be around a 30% range from resistance down to the macro support. So we're just going to explain each phase by phase, starting with phase number one, which would be your buying climax, or where all the buying pressure is exhausted. This typically looks like a blow off top. You could see that matches perfectly to what we had over here back in the very beginning of 2018, kind of finalized by Q4 2017. Then we have this very arduous corrective phase coming down into the spring over here of this March C19 crash. You all remember it, and that matches perfectly with what's going on over here in phase two. Of course, this happened much faster. That was a completely different market back then. It wasn't as mature. There weren't as many altcoins, etc. So then after phase two, we go on to this next peak, which is very important to note that it's a lower high. So over here you have your higher high. This would be your lower high, kind of like a bull trap. It's a very exaggerated bull trap, of course, and this phase three over here for us was what was called the 2021 alt season, and it ended clearly with XRP not able to go into price discovery. It got that lower high at around $2, and then it moved into phase four, which I had marked over here. It's essentially the bottom of that next bear market, and then we recover into this really long, arduous, tight trading range that I labeled as phase five, which I believe we're currently in right now. So now that we've gone through the phases, let's focus on phase five specifically from the last cycle, which is the phase I believe that we're in now, as mentioned a moment ago. And it has this nuance of breaking slightly below the support line for a short period of time, followed by a kickback into resistance, confirming that this short-lived lower low in the horizontal trading range was a bear trap. And that's very important. And the reason why I'm saying that's very important is because I believe we are experiencing that as we speak. It looks like XRP is doing the same exact thing right now as I filmed today's video. This rejection off of support coming down into the rejection off of resistance coming down into the support, getting slightly below the support, as you can see, and that is what we have happening right now. Next would be seeing this kickback into our current resistance line. Also, another important thing to consider is from the first test at support back here in April 2016 until the breakout in March, it was around 350 days, as you can see. And if we had to compare when this first test that support happened in phase 5 for our current cycle, it would be mid to late August, right over here. You could see around August 20th of last year, 2023, which was right after this pump that happened over here in July, almost a year ago from today on July 13th, when Judge Torres deemed XRP was not a security. And in a single daily candle, XRP went up about 70% into the daily close, pretty much from the daily open to the peak. The top of the wick was 100%. So we're essentially at a anniversary of that moment, because that was exactly 1 year ago on July 13th, and that was considered the first big win for the Ripple SEC case. So if we take from that correction into support right around here, we measure over 350 days. To get the timing of this, you could see it brings us into early August, right around August 6th. And that's very important to mention because right now we're in July, making this a month away, less than a month pretty much. So let's keep this in mind. We're looking to the month of August in this year, 2024, for XRP to break above the resistance in phase 5, which is around 70 cents. And we would be really confident if we had a weekly close above 75 cents, which is the highest weekly close of 2013, which was also during the week when XRP was no longer deemed a security by the court jesters. So now let's go even deeper and add the esoteric elements to this analysis, which is why you all come to this channel in the first place. So when comparing the move in the past cycle and lining it up with today's cycle, it would show us around this early August time frame would be the time frame to expect XRP to come back to this resistance line at around 70 cents. And that would be that March 2017 moment that I was speaking about here in this post over on X. And early August happens to be the next new moon. It's very important to talk about. As I teach here, typically, we see a bullish energy plus or minus 5 days around a new moon. But of course, there's months that are outliers, such as this month, for example. We still did hold support 5 days before the new moon, before that correction. So again, it's the big reason I always share the information by saying 5 days around a new moon or 5 days before up to 5 days after. Essentially, it's a 10-day window, and the quarter moons, as you can see here, first or third quarter, tend to be the pivot points. Anyways, we have seen surges in price leading into most new moons, most. And sometimes this can sustain up to about 5 days after, depending on how overbought or oversold the asset is. That's where the RSI indicator, the relative strength index, would come in handy. But we're going to keep it super simple here today and just say that early August having a new moon is effectively supporting this thesis of a bullish recovery, especially with how oversold XRP has been lately after that correction into 30, the high 30 cent range earlier this month. I believe it came down into 37, 38 cents. So that's really dramatic to see it go down so low. But now, when we go back to March 2017, I actually want to show you this really quickly. I didn't have it prepared, but I think it'll be important to give more weight to this new moon, full moon kind of theory that we're talking about. We're going to be going back to March timeframe, right before this breakout, zooming in as far as we can go. And you're going to see right around here, we have the new moon in March, this blue dot. And if we go 5 days earlier, that was our microcycle top. And then we were sideways through the new moon. And then 5 days after was literally that peak, the day where it was up 100% in a single day. And then that marked the microcycle top for a full month until after the next new moon. So this is very important to note that 5 day window here is proving itself. The 10 days around this new moon, 5 days earlier, we had the initial peak. 5 days after, we had the actual microcycle top, and then we were sideways until the following new moon. But this was the time frame, the 5 days after the new moon is when we had this really big surge to the upside, and that would be in alignment with around 5 days after the new moon of August. So I want you to keep like August 9th, August 10th in mind, okay? Remember that, take a note of that, and let's keep moving. Also, August is considered one of the best performing months for the stock market during an election year, which we're in, of course, right now. Now, the August new moon is right around the 32nd week of the year. And this is where we're going to start adding in some more elements to this decode. So we have this 32 number coming up, and we have this number 32 in both Ripple and XRP, because the mirror of the number 32 is just as important. That's the number 23. Remember, you always mirror, you never mimic. So we have Ripple giving you this 32, and the reverse of that, or the mirror of that, 23 in XRP, as you can see right here. And during this 32nd week of the year, on August 6th, going to be going over to that date right now, you can see we actually have a 58 double digit date numerology, and we have a 22 standard date numerology, and XRP equals 58 and 22. These ciphers are right next to each other. But what I'm most interested in actually is this transition between the 32nd week of the year, which will be ending around August 11th, transitioning into the 33rd week of the year. And this is what gets very crazy. And please listen to this with an open mind. So we have the upcoming 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris, France. It will be the 33rd Olympic Games. And it's ending on August 11th, which is literally the day before the 33rd week of the year. Just like how we have Gary Gensler is the 33rd chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission, and we all know that the SEC versus Ripple case is still going on. Gary Gensler's name is even giving us 33 in Chaldean, in Gematria. And his name also equals 131, and that's powerful because 131 is the 32nd prime number, which will be the final week of this Olympics this year in Paris. And let me show you some of the code here, because we have Paris giving you 15, and we also have XRP giving you 15 in the same cipher. Of course, Paris is in France. We have France giving you 47. 47 is the 15th prime number. Again, coming back to this 15 in XRP. Also, we have this France giving you 24 Chaldean. X is the logo of XRP, and X is the 24th letter in the alphabet. The question is, do we need to get through the 32nd week of this year and make it through the Olympics, finishing off the 33rd Olympics, entering the 33rd week of the year, for this powerful master number 33 to come to life for everything with X symbolism, such as XRP, stellar lumens, immutable X, EGLD, XDC network, etc. Remember, 33 is the master number of transmutation, and this Olympics logo being the flame, being fire, is very telling that we're going through a ritual on the world stage. Just yesterday, I believe, one of the Notre Dame cathedrals in France lit on fire. We've been having a lot of these fire rituals this year. I warned about a fire ritual to happen on April 15th, over a year in advance, and it happened in the Copenhagen Stock Exchange. And I told you that decode there is because the stock exchange is burning down. It's out with the old and in with the new. And I believe that this SEC Ripple case and everything that's going on in the world stage with BRICS, and you guys know the story, this is just telling us out with the old system, the old antiquated system, in with the new system. So this 33 is powerful, master number of transmutation. For the 32nd week of the year, I'm keeping my eye on this date of August 8th. We're going to break this down a little bit more, because remember I told you a little bit ago, you want to be looking to 5 days after the new moon. And that was in alignment with the March 2017 breakout for XRP. Well, here we are. We're going to decode that a little bit more. We have August 8th and August 9th. I'm keeping my eyes on those dates in the 32nd week of this year, because it's tied to the start of the Chinese New Year, including the end date. We have Chinese New Year of the Dragon. And remember, the symbolism of the dragon is fire. So we have, including the end date, tying Chinese New Year to August 8th is giving us 181 days, and 181 is the 42nd prime number. This also happens to be a 24 standard date numerology, so you have that 4224 also in the code, taking Ripple, the name of the company, and the native token XRP, and putting them together, you have 42. Again, we're talking about the number 42 in this 181 days apart. The first 24 hours of the Chinese New Year was on the 42nd day of the year. I could keep going. But this 181 is really powerful also because it's tied back to Satoshi Nakamoto. Satoshi Nakamoto with that 181, again, the 42nd prime number. Note how August 8th, as I shared a moment ago, has that 24 standard date numerology, but also how it lands on a Thursday. That's Thursday, the day of Jupiter. And Jupiter's symbol is the number 24. Just like the original promo logo for the Paris Summer Olympics was literally the symbol of Jupiter. Go look it up for yourself. So if we do not include the end date, this would actually push us to Friday, August 9th, and this could have some powerful stuff behind it. Of course, naturally, this 181 connection, 42nd prime, also the 222nd day of the year. This is very important because 222 esoterically is three twos, which becomes the number 32, and we're talking about August 9th, which is in the 32nd week of the year. This is also in the sign of Leo. Leo giving you 32 in Gematria. Leo also has the 15 in Chaldean tied to XRP. Leo the lion tied to the sun, ruled by the sun. And this, of course, is the time of year where we have longer days in this hemisphere. Anyways, this is bringing in every single thing you can imagine into one decode. We brought up the astrology. We brought up the numerology. We brought up the gematria. We brought up everything. And started with the charts. So you now have the dates and the timing of all of this. During the first half of August, around the 32nd into 33rd week of the year. And you also have the price level to consider. This resistance line at around 70 cents. And if we can get a weekly candle above 75 cents, that would signal to get ready for an explosive move to the upside. But one warning I need to give, and it's to be 100% transparent with you because I'm a real one, and this entire video is to share my take on what's happening with XRP right now, why it's been breaking this particular support. I'm answering that question and how I feel that it's similar to this moment back here in late February moving into March 2017. This is not to convince you of anything or to make a prediction. I'm just sharing the chart and the information with you, and you could take what you resonate with and leave the rest. And with that being said, the month of August is not typically bullish for XRP. And most of the time, when we do see a short-term pump during the month of August for XRP, it typically turns into a distributional top. And it ends in September. So it's one of these moments right here. This is actually a example back in 2022. We did pump, but then we came right back down. And this, you can just go back month by month through the entire chart history of XRP going back to 2013, and you're gonna see this pattern too. August is not bullish. It's almost never bullish for XRP, and in a few cases, it's a bull trap into Q4. So will this time be different is the question. Well, we do have some things going on that are different than perhaps this last cycle, such as the SEC and Ripple case. But we also have a lot of things that are different on the world stage right now. We have an election going on. We also have a completely different economic environment. But one thing that I want you to keep in mind is that the only things that I could personally consider that could support this time being different. Also, just to say it in plain English, to see this type of breakout happening into next month and through September is two scenarios. And scenario number one, naturally, the Ripple versus SEC case comes to a conclusion and Ripple walks away victorious or settles, which I don't really have an opinion on that. And number two, which is most important, is that if Bitcoin breaks out into price discovery. So to just explain that very simply, seeing Bitcoin close a weekly candle above 72K, and if it could start heading to 74, 75, and so on. And by the way, scenario number two is what happened here. That's so important. It's exactly what happened in March 2017. The March 2017 moment for XRP was fueled by Bitcoin price discovery. That is so, so crucial. And we can tell that having updates in this SEC case hasn't really given us too much price action to the upside. During July, for instance, last year, when XRP was no longer deemed a security, it could barely break above a dollar. It was only able to trade around 80 cents. And how back in April of 2021, when Bitcoin finished its price discovery phase, we watched XRP almost get up to $2, and that was at the beginning of the SEC case. So imagine, we have enough evidence to point to the fact that Bitcoin price discovery is what's needed to see a surge in the XRP price, not just in the last cycle, but in the one before that too. This is not Waters Above's opinion. This is just me breaking down what I'm seeing happening in these charts. So my main analysis still stands, that we need to see Bitcoin price discovery. Then we can anticipate a dollar plus XRP. And until then, patience. I know some people hate hearing it, but we're so close to this March 2017 moment, as I shared over here on X. And I hope you all enjoyed today's analysis on XRP and this unique chart that I prepared for you all. And since I brought up Bitcoin price discovery a moment ago, we need to check in quickly on what's happening with Bitcoin, just to get a broad overview of what's happening in these markets, and so we can wrap up today's video. So let's discuss this chart over here. Very, very powerful chart. I've been sharing this chart with you guys for months now. It's still in play. It's about 4 months of a horizontal trading range heading into month five. But we have this falling parallel channel, which at one time kind of looked like a cup and handle, and now it's extended quite low. It's a little bit deep to be calling it that pattern. Plus, here in crypto land, patterns barely work anyways. All right, let's just get into this analysis. It's important to note that this has been in play since the June new moon, after this rejection at 71.5K, which is why I brought that level up a little bit earlier, that we need to see Bitcoin close weekly candles above 72, and then we can anticipate price discovery, and then we can anticipate expansion in the XRP price. So this has been going on for about 40 days now. We've been respecting this channel. Even the past couple daily closes, if you see, we got above it, but these just ended up being wicks and they sold off into the end of the day. Yesterday was the same case on another low. And today we're getting resistance at this resistance line again. So we've really been coiled up, squeezing inside of this parallel channel to the downside. And one thing that's a little bit sketchy for Bitcoin and a noticeable sign of weakness is the way that it's been closing below the 200 moving average. I brought this up in my last video. I shared how there was a relationship between the last time that we broke out above this 200 EMA and how we didn't backtest it until around the same exact time frame as right now. But the big difference is that we broke below it. We broke below it and have come back up to it and started getting rejected on it. That is not good. So this is a noticeable sign of weakness. This is not me feeling as bullish as I once was, but I do have something very important to mention, which was the fact that around this time last year in August, which was right here, we actually had a similar thing happen for Bitcoin, which was a new moon, as you can see with this blue dot, followed by a noticeable correction on the new moon. And then we dropped below the 200 moving average, which you can see is these two green lines, the 200 exponential and the 200 symbol moving average. And we actually traded below that for approximately 60 days before we got above that moving average and then moved into the next phase of our bull run. So if we were to consider 2 months from today, that would be like Bitcoin recovering back to 66K by early September, if this was to repeat regarding the timing of things. But one key data point that I've shared that we want to consider is the upcoming October solar eclipse, October 2nd, and how this will be the fourth solar eclipse of our current solar cycle, and how Bitcoin tends to recover within 60 days of these fourth solar eclipse of our solar cycle iterations. This is powerful information, guys, because you're probably not hearing this anywhere on the internet regarding Bitcoin and timing this market, timing the bull run. Also, this new crypto decoding blueprint I have available at watersabove.com. It's under $140. It breaks down how this whole bull run is going to go and when to anticipate the next bear market. I even give a decode for the year 2025, 6 months in advance. So that is available now. It has so much information, and it really, I took the time to break it down all step by step. So it's a lot more informative than what I could cover in here in this short video today. But needless to say, I'm giving you guys this information anyways. I will be sprinkling it throughout every video I make as this bull run progresses. And this is a time to mention that within 60 days of this fourth solar eclipse, things start looking pretty good. And it's especially within 3 weeks, which puts us around September 11th. That's when we start to really look bullish. So I want you guys to consider this, even though September is the wild card month. It's typically very, very unorthodox type moves that we get in the month of September, especially during these election years. As you can see, most years it's in the red, but for election years, it's kind of flat. But September is typically the month of black swans. And that's why I was a little hesitant and I needed to pick my words carefully about what this month of September could be like this time around, because we have war going on in the world. We have a lot of things that are happening that are very volatile. So if something crazy is to happen in the world, it's typically that September-October timeframe, and that's noticeable in the chart history as well. So keep that in mind, because right now we see the stock market at all-time highs, but Bitcoin is not following that energy. It's essentially seeming like it's decoupled from the stock market over the past couple months as the S&P 500 and NASDAQ continue to move higher. I mean, even if Bitcoin just caught up to the Dow Jones, that would be putting Bitcoin around 70K right now, but it's not. It's actually breaking below the macro support as of recent. So this is why I'm extremely cautious for this upcoming full moon, which will be July 21st. I'm extremely cautious for this upcoming full moon for the crypto market. And we could still see Bitcoin flat throughout this month due to this weakness we've experienced to kick off this month. Ideally, Bitcoin should hold the weekly 34 EMA, which I also brought up in my last video. I'm just going to quickly show you what that moving average is at right now. I do think we closed below it on the last macro close, which is not good. But we've had a really decent bounce since, given the situation. So ideally, Bitcoin will hold this 34 EMA, and if it could bounce back above the 21 EMA, then this in fact will look like a spring phase in Wyckoff, which was another important post I made over on X last week. Again, feel free to follow over here if you appreciate those kind of updates. And you'll be able to find all my official links in the Linktree link below in the description of this video. And for those who have joined the Patreon membership, I'm so grateful for all your continued support. It really means the world to me. And I'm looking forward to the next Red Pill podcast I'll be releasing over there for the Patreon supporters of the Mastermind community this Sunday. In the meantime, just keep an eye on this weekly chart. If Bitcoin can hold this higher 50s range and get back above 60, things will start looking good, and I'll be covering all of that in my next podcast. Wishing you all an amazing rest of your week in the Matrix. Much love.